Let's all rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Morning, everyone. First thing we have on our agenda today are the approval of minutes from last week. And Chair, I entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved in second. Anybody have any corrections on the minutes?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. No opposition. New business, Lafayette Renew. Morning, Gimp.
Oh, my God.
Good morning. I think I'll just go back to my seat. Brad Talley, Lafayette Renew. I have a few items for you this morning. The first is the contract and notice to proceed with Inliner Solutions for the 2025 sewer rehabilitation project. We opened bids on this for this project on January 6th, and Inliner was the low bid at the amount of $834,968. So first, I'm going to recommend that we approve the contract for this project.
Okay. So we have is there a motion to approve the contract with Inliner Solutions for this 2025 sewer rehab project?
Move approval.
Second.
Second.
Moving to second. Anybody have any questions of Brad?
No.
Okay. We've had good experience with them, haven't we, in the past?
They've done our last couple jobs. They did the emergency repair as well.
So yeah, that's good. Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the contract. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposition. Then you have also the...
Yes, sir. We have the notice to proceed, which begins today with substantial completion by August 3rd, 2026, and final completion by September 3rd, 2026. Recommend for your approval.
Okay, thank you. Chair, I'll entertain a motion to approve this notice to proceed on the same project.
Move approval.
Second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have task order number 10. It's an air permit modification with Wessler Engineering. The Lafayette Renew is in the process of upgrading our boiler system. We had some boilers that were 24 years old starting to go down, so we're replacing boilers. And back in 2019, the state put us into an air permit, a minor air permit, just because of these boilers. They use methane. They're a very large system. And so as we go through and replace these boilers, we want to modify our permit, and Wessler will help us with this. This task order number 10 is in the not-to-exceed amount of $5,000, and I recommend your approval.
Okay, Chair, I entertain a motion to approve this task order number 10 regarding air permit modification with Wessler Engineering.
So moved.
Second.
I have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, are these all in the same location at the main plant?
The boilers, we have a digester building, and so we've got four digesters that these boilers... They take methane that's created by the digesters. They heat water loop, and so they reheat the digesters and then our buildings within the treatment plant. So we utilize the methane that we create.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the ultimate recycling program, if you will. So we create this methane, we use it for heat, and then just kind of a big loop.
Okay. I think I've heard that.
Yeah, and they're huge. They would fill most of this room.
Brad, I have a question, and this is just a general one, and I should know this, but I don't. The Wessler contract, these task orders, typically have been with water, haven't they?
So water has their own umbrella contract and task orders.
Okay.
And Renew has theirs.
You have yours. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is part of your task.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not the same
Correct.
Contract.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay. We have any other questions? We have a motion, a second, to approve this task order number 10. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. No opposition?
All right. So this is actually an amendment to one of those task orders. So task order number 9 was for the sewer rehabilitation project. It was for design and the bid phase. This amendment to task order number 9 will add $15,000 to the contract, bringing it to a not-to-exceed amount of $60,000. That we will utilize roughly $9,700 that was left over from the design and bid phase and use that in the construction administration phase, which is contracted.
Okay.
This amendment covers.
This is amendment number 1 to task order number 9, correct?
Yep.
Move approval.
Second?
Second.
Moving to second. Any questions?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Waterworks.
Morning.
Morning, Steve.
Steve Moore, Superintendent, Lafayette Waterworks. You have before you this morning a request for approval to advertise our Glick Wells number 6 and 7. Project that would advertise on Friday, February 6th, and then again Friday, February 13th, and then Lafayette Journal and Courier. Two test production wells were installed at the city's Glick Well Field in November of 2024 and March of 2025 to confirm aquifer characteristics and water quality. For adding redundant water supply source capacity, the purpose of adding the two new wells to ensure that we always have at least 5 wells available to run in our Glick well field. And if more than one well is needed, then we have 2 to back up. So we never fall below 5 wells there. Project includes installation of permanent components for the 2 new groundwater wells in the Glick well field, including column pipes, pumps, motors, elevated well platforms, vaults, water sample stations, raw water piping, valves, electrical, fiber optic, instrumentation, and control, and other appurtenances herein referred as the project. Mm-hmm. So, notice to proceed is anticipated to begin late March, early April. The project will be substantially complete in 240 days and ready for final payment within 270 days. And I request the board's approval.
Okay. Thank you. This chair entertain a motion to approve this notice to advertise for Glick Wells 6 and 7.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. This is always fascinating to me. These wells, this is, we have 7, we will have 7 wells.
We will have 7. We have 5 currently.
Right. And we at this location.
Yes.
Right? And each of these wells, are they similar in, because of the different locations, are they similar in production? I'm just curious.
Yes. They will be very similar in production. They'll probably produce a little more because they're new. But around 2 million gallons a day per well capacity, maybe a little more at first, and then it'll kind of fall back a little bit, but it probably wouldn't fall below the 2 million.
So 2 million gallons a day.
Yeah, so we wouldn't be able to run all of our, so we have 14 wells now, 9 at Canal and 5 at Glick.
Right.
But the way our infrastructure is with our transmission mains, you can't put that much volume through that pipe. Right. So these would be for redundancy. So the 5 that we have there now run pretty much 24/7. So it would give them a little bit of a break. We can rotate these wells around a little bit.
Yeah.
And then also when we take a well down to have a well company come in and pull the pump and clean the screens and stuff, we have a backup well to so we never lose the well.
And the water quality we have in that field is terrific, isn't it?
It's very good, very good. Both production and quality has been very, very good.
I was looking, and quality, okay. Thank you for...
Once all those are all up and running and online, how far into the future do you expect those would be able to satisfy what the needs are?
Well, we're always exploring for new
options
because we have to keep our capacity up there because our demand is growing closer to our capacity, so we don't want that gap to get too tight. So,
it will
sustain us for a while, yes, absolutely, but we have to do both things at once. You know, we have to keep up what we have while we're still looking for something else to add to that capacity. So we're doing both things at once.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We're blessed in this community to have good water.
We do have abundance of water, but it's not always in a location we want, but there's plenty of it there along the river there. It's been abundant, and it's been good quality water, as you mentioned, so we're blessed.
Just curious, how deep are these wells?
They're about 100, 110 feet to the bottom.
Don't be very deep, huh?
Mm-mm.
And that goes into the Tays?
Yes, it's in the Tays River aquifer.
Aquifer, okay. Okay, we have a motion to second to approve this permission to advertise. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Close, same sign. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Next, you have before you a final completion letter from Westler Engineering for the Glick Wellfield Improvement Project.
Mm-hmm.
Reynolds Construction has completed the project, satisfactory completed all the punch list items, and submitted all the necessary waivers of lien. Contractors submitted their final pay request totaling $169,685.34, which includes a release of retainage and any remaining contract work items for the project, and I recommend granting final completion of this project.
Thank you. Chair, entertain a motion to approve final completion of a letter for Wessel Engineering on the Glick Wellfield Improvements Project.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Anybody have any questions about that?
No.
Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Claims.
Good morning. Jeremy Deal, City Controller. Controller's office has reviewed claims totaling $2,497,852.97, and I request the board's approval of these.
Chair, entertain a motion to approve the claims as presented.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Questions?
I didn't hear.
I have a couple.
Okay.
Oh. Getting back on the several pages of Synergy invoices, and I don't have any questions on invoices. I have a question on the dates. Of Synergy. The dates vary, but the cash account is the same cash account you're talking about, but they have various invoice dates.
Okay.
So the 12th, the 16th, the 19th, January.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious about their billing process, why we would have all these different invoices from the same company on within a week. But different dates.
Well, depending on the meter location, they have.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they have different billing service periods.
Yeah,
they're not all uniform.
Water rates, we read meters, and we
All right.
Groups.
So it's different. That's all it is. Just a matter of being able to read. Okay, thank you. On page big number 36, way down here. Let me find it. Jeremy had a question on Legacy Lines. That's the vendor.
Yeah, let me find it. Top part.
And it is for Legacy Lines, labor and materials, fiber line, South Street.
Yes, I believe that's related to a incident that happened recently regarding a contractor cut a.
I understand.
A fiber line.
One of our lines,
sure.
We're getting it fixed up.
I think
we're seeking remediation.
Okay, yep. Good. Thank you. And then Big 41, just a name I didn't recognize that I thought I would ask about in one of our projects. It's called Thailand International. CSO Long-Term Control.
That's the new name for Greeley Enhanced.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any questions?
No.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the claims. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate it. We have, then we have miscellaneous. We have special event request. We have a special event request form we need to approve.
Yes, we do.
Right.
I think Miles is going to present it.
Oh, hi, Miles.
Good morning, Miles Holtzclaw, Economic Development. We are requesting your approval of revisions made to the special event application. These revisions were made with the clerk's office, our department, and the Lafayette Police Department. The revisions include, we created two different designations for City Street. One is downtown with four maps that users can select from, and the other is City Street Other. This would be for block parties or anything that takes outside of downtown. We also have requested the applicants service their own private trash to be removed the next morning by 8 a.m. And update the cost of the traffic control from $25 to $100. And Captain Joe Clyde from the Lafayette Police Department here is to answer any questions.
Okay. The form is quite a bit longer.
Well, yeah, because they have to choose from one of these footprints for their event.
Which I thought was a good idea.
Right. And it's for safety, too. I mean, the new barriers that we have, and because some of the events were kind of getting out of control a little bit.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay.
Are those the new barriers?
Mm-hmm. So this is, we have a mix of different barriers right now until we can get all of the archer barriers. But yeah, we have, and
that's,
we're purchasing additional barriers this year as well.
We have one set of archer, a couple sets of archer, and we have others ordered for next year. We're going to keep adding to it each year.
Has any of the language, I mean, I'm not trying to get micromanage or any of the detail really of the language. I mean, for example, the...
For the insurance and stuff like that.
Liquor license and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yep, I'll say the same, yeah.
I thought, I read through it last night. I haven't read this for a long time. I thought it was really good. Mm-hmm. So, okay. All right. Is there a motion to approve this new, we didn't do a motion, did we? We need to approve this new form for special events.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We've been second. I know you've been working on this for a while. Thanks for all the work. It's a big deal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thanks. Then we do have a special event request and 5K. Wow, this is impressive.
Good morning. I'm Lily Fry, and this is our Bring Change to Mind team at Central Catholic. We are looking for approval for our annual 5K to support mental health and suicide prevention. Our top priority is the safety of our runners and walkers along Beck Lane, and we are in work with the Lafayette Police Department to ensure the barricades and cones and such. And then we will also distribute letters to all those impacted by the race in the neighborhoods around. So, yeah.
And we've done this for, you've done this for several years.
Yes.
Okay. And is the path of your traverse is the same as you've had before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. So the neighbors will be understanding as to the temporariness of all this stuff. This is April 26th, and you're talking about from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. Chair entertain a motion to approve this special event request for Central Catholic.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
This is 5K for mental health, which is really important. I have a motion, a second. No questions?
Nope.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thanks. Thanks
Thank
for coming.
You.
Appreciate that. Mayor, any comments today?
No, sir.
That's our agenda for today. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Well,
good luck. Good luck, yeah. Thank you.